Why, it was wonderful. Why, all at once there were leaves, leaves at the end of a dry stick. Small, alive, leaves out of wood, it was wonderful. You can't imagine. They came by the wood path and the earth loosened. The earth relaxed. There were flowers out of the earth, think of it, and oak trees oozing green new sap. Them and the flowers, squeezed out of clay, soft flowers, limp stalks flowering. Well, it was like a dream. It happened so quickly, all of a sudden, it happened. That's poet Archibald MacLeish celebrating the coming of spring. As I read it this past week, thinking of today's flower communion, the diversity of flowers represented in our ritual, this is Earth's saving message. And I thought, everything of true worth has a saving message. And I thought, what is our saving message? I'm thinking of saving in a Unitarian Universalist way, saving as in throwing out our weight to the side of life, saving as in casting our lot with tearing down that which divides us, with the rising tide that floats all boats. The great first century Babylonian scholar Halil said, "If I am not for myself, who will be for me? If I am not for others, what am I? And if not now, when?" A truly saving message has to be for everyone. I could not stand here this last time without honoring Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He had a saving message. In that last speech in Memphis, he tells us, "I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it doesn't really matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like everybody, I would love to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land." Dr. King continues, "So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord." Excuse me. I'm still discovering all that he gave to me, his legacy to us all. Dr. King's saving message was his life. First his words, then his actions, and then his life. Can you find yourself in that saving message? Can we find ourselves in that mountaintop message? Life is short. We have such a brief, precious amount of time to make a difference. Our saving message can't be put off for a better time. Now is the time. Listening to Dr. King, I find myself drawn to spiritual hymns of my childhood, in particular, "Amazing Grace." "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me and like you. Amazing Grace." That is what it's really all about, grace. The grace to accept life and its gift, the gift of the present, and open it and share it and give thanks. And what is the saving message of this congregation? Let's take that apart. What is your saving message? What is our saving message? Together, we are greater than the sum of our parts. My saving message has been made so much more powerful magnified through the lens of this spiritual community. Dr. Channing, father of Unitarianism in the United States, endeavors us that our lives preach more loudly than our lips. My saving message is love and service for justice and peace. My message will comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. Our saving message is loud and clear at our weekly choir rehearsals, our small group ministry meetings, our social justice initiatives, at Lingelbach and Henry School, feeding the hungry and clothing the cold, in the streets of Philadelphia with Rebuilding Together, at the banks of our shores against Marcellus Shale, standing on the side of love for marriage equality, women's reproductive rights, racial equality, and within these walls with Dr. King's Day of Service. Our saving message is in the voices of the youth as they presented their beliefs, in the sounds of children as they endeavor to fill a world with hope. Our saving message is in the way we greet one another and care for one another, the way we grieve together and celebrate together. Our saving message is every time we look at another human being in the eye, every time we are kind to an animal, every time we uphold worth and dignity of ourselves and others, every time we bless the earth by walking lightly. Our saving message is in the quality of attention to every organization which we partner both collectively and individually. And it is the good work of each of us when we leave the sacred place and bear the blessing of our presence in the world with the chalice of our whole being. My beloved seekers of faith, there is no day like today. The time is now. Generosity is love made manifest. This is the moment when each of us is invited to listen to our heart and hear in a time with the heartbeat of this beloved community, our memories, and our hope. This is the moment when we give of our lives to our mountaintop vision and proffer the generosity of open minds, open hearts, and open hands. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? If I am not for others, what am I? And if not now, when? Let us begin. Let us continue. Let us move on together to our shining goal. Shine on and amen.